Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Hey, Dave, we both enjoy a good margarita, especially one made with high-quality tequila.
I do. But did you know the same plant used to make tequila also produces a sweetener? It's called agave, and researchers believe it may lower blood sugar levels and help people maintain a healthy weight.
That sounds like a contradiction, but it isn't, since agave has no calories. It comes from the agave plant, which is also used to make agave nectar. But unlike the nectar, which has calories and raises blood sugar, agave doesn't. Agave is a natural form of the sugar fructose called a fructan.
This is the key difference. With fructan, the individual sugar molecules are linked together in long chains, which makes it a non-digestible dietary fiber that won't raise blood sugar levels, but does have a sweet flavor.
But the agave nectar has fructan that has been broken down into individual fructoses, like high fructose corn syrup, that the body can use, raising blood glucose levels and contributing to diabetes.
When scientists added agave to the water of obese mice with type 2 diabetes, the mice ate less and had lower blood sugar. The mice also had increased insulin as well as a hormone called GLP-1.
This hormone slowed digestion, helping them feel fuller so they ate less, lost weight, and had lower blood sugar levels compared with mice given other sugars, and even aspartame.
These studies need to be verified by human trials to look at the long-term consequences of ingesting agave. The only known downside to the sweetener is that it's not as sweet, but its benefits could make eating a lot more fun for diabetics.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.